You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. ABC News, I'm Lionel
Moyes. W250 CD Green Bay. The 190th
mass shooting in America this year. A man opening fire in a medical center in Midtown Atlanta. After manhunt, he is now in custody.
Dr. Timothy Simon was in surgery in an office on the floor above.
And then I heard some policemen outside saying, you know, come out with your hands up or hold your hands up. And I was like, that doesn't sound good. So then at that point, they made sure that I was not a shooter. And then they brought me out and then they escorted us all down the stairs.
Within minutes, Atlanta police were sharing surveillance images from an elevator of 24-year-old Deion Patterson.
ABC's Steve Osunsami, 39-year-old Amy St. Pierre was killed. A ransomware attack in Dallas shut down city courts. Officials say about 200 city devices were affected. A person has been detained in Davis, California after a series of stabbings. Two people were killed, including a UC Davis student and another hospitalized. This is ABC News. An update from actor Jamie Foxx, who suffered some sort of a health problem last month and hasn't spoken publicly since.
Jamie Foxx has posted on Instagram for the first time since he was hospitalized April 10th due to, quote, medical complications. He writes, appreciate all the love, feeling blessed. Neither he nor his family has publicly said what happened to the Oscar-winning actor. Foxx TV says Nick Cannon will step in for Jamie Foxx on the game show Beat Shazam when the new season starts May 23rd. Foxx's daughter Corinne also appeared on the show as the DJ. She's stepping aside as well. Her role filled by Kelly Osbourne.
ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood. Unreleased music from Prince will debut at the annual Paisley Park Gathering. Chaka Khan, D-Nice, and Doug E. Fresh, all a part of the event's lineup. Live Nation is bringing back Concert Week, and that's some good news for music fans. They're going to have $25 tickets for close to 4,000 shows. In London, Big Ben lit up to honor the coronation of King Charles. There will be a different projection each night leading up to the ceremony this weekend. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is brought podcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Smell that? That's the smell of carefully crafted coffee being poured into your cup with natural notes you can truly taste and freshness you can count on. The High Lift is the only standalone late-day coffee shop in Two Rivers, offering local bakery items with spacious lawn and outdoor seating. The High Lift takes time to weigh out their ingredients, so every sip is perfect. The High Lift, 1207 Madison Street in Two Rivers, and on Facebook.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. The 190th mass shooting in America this year, a man opening fire in a medical...
What is this hour called?
The No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour.
What did I say when I thought I got it?
I have no idea.
It's right for today.
It's right for today.
Oh,
it's
you know right. What, Jake? Can you ever be on my side? Ever?
What do you think got me this job?
What do you think got me... Oh, darn it. Shoot. I'm in...
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Are you lonely? Because if you are, you're not alone.
You're looking right at me.
That is a serious question. Are you of the 50, almost 50% of Americans who are lonely and it's affecting their health? 844-967-2789. And I guess more specifically, if you don't want to just call us and say, oh, yes, I am lonely.
You can text too.
You can text. But also, I guess, what do you do to try to mitigate loneliness? Because part of the U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy, declaring loneliness as an epidemic is also talking about policy and suggestions on how we can curb loneliness. And so I would love to hear, and the three of us will obviously share tips, life hacks for when we're feeling lonely. But I think it's like, that's a crazy number.
Yeah.
Right? Murthy said that half of U.S. adults experience loneliness, and that it can be as dangerous as smoking up to 15 cigarettes a day. That's wild.
Yeah. I got cancer. What kind? Lonely cancer.
But we've talked about the effects of stress and how bad that is on your blood pressure and your heart. And and apparently loneliness has the same kind of effects.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And it's wild as far as, like, how do you measure that? It's just interesting that we've gotten here, but like studies have estimated that the impact of social isolation, like I said, is 15 cigarettes a day, but it can increase the risk of heart disease, dementia, stroke, and premature death. It's also expensive, with social isolation among older adults accounting for $6.7 billion in excess Medicare spending annually.
Oh my God.
That's largely due to increased hospital and nursing facility spending, this advisory notes. That's wild.
Honestly, that makes so much sense. When you talk about, especially when it comes to the older folks, I think about someone like my grandmother who at 80 years old, from her 80s to her when she turned 90, cut herself off from, unless you were coming to her, she was not coming to you. And she lived in a single wide trailer in a trailer park in Stallus. And that 10-year period, just the degradation, thank you, of her health was crazy. Mm-hmm. And she had to have been suffering loneliness, but it was also that thing of she's lonely, but she ain't going to do anything about it. And it just made her, and it was worse.
It was just compounding.
And the last 3 years, I would say the last 2 to 3 years, every time my mom would come home from her house to help her out, she'd be crying.
Oh.
Because it was just like, at one point we'd be like, this is no longer Ruth. This is a different person. Mm-hmm. We have to take care of her. We can't be taken aback by the things she's doing and saying, because it was just hard.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it does not surprise me at all that loneliness has its own crushing mental and probably physical effects on your body too. The way you just, you know, if you just sit in a couch all day long and watch TV by yourself, your body will acclimate to that lifestyle. So yeah, there's nothing shocking, but what you said, how do you measure it though? That's
what I think is like, how are they getting these numbers to attribute that kind of monetary loss to this? And how do they, I guess, like scientifically, medically, the linking between those two? I'd be interested to know, like, because is it just a measure of, hey, how lonely are you on a scale of 1 to 5? And then, like, that measured against your health outcomes? How lonely are you on a...
Whoa, boy. On a scale of 1 to 5?
Yeah.
I'd say a 2, sometimes 3.
If a 1 is not lonely.
Correct. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I would say Yeah, I'd probably say 2 to 3, sometimes 4, but like I would say middle, because I have very, all of my jobs are incredibly like,
social.
So that fulfills a connection there. But when I was thinking about it just now, that is a forced socialization. It's part of my job. I have to be there. Not saying I don't love it or like it or anything like that, but I'm also the type of person where if I'm not at home, if I'm not at the brewery or the club, or a show like that, I'm at home and I'm usually by myself because Bridget works from home. So she's isolated in her office. So there is a lot of isolation and loneliness I do feel, because I'm not the type of person who's just like, let's go out for fun. Cause I'm like, I live in Kenosha now. That fun is like an hour drive away.
You haven't made friends in Kenosha yet?
God, no. Have you met those people? I'm just kidding. No. I'm just kidding. No, I mean, honestly, like we're looking, honestly, for summertime, we're looking like, all right, cool. It's time for summer. Farmers market, meet people, at least go to a restaurant on a regular basis, that sort of thing. But it, once again, my schedule does not lend itself to the greatest nightlife, because like, hey, who wants to go out on a Tuesday?
Yeah.
Bunzo.
Because you're working on weekends.
Exactly. My job. And when I'm home, I'm resting, I'm relaxing, I'm trying to, but I also have other responsibilities outside of those two things. So it's almost like being like loneliness as an adult is kind of, there's a correlations, like how active are you as a person outside your job?
Mm-hmm. And how active, how much time do you have to be exactly. active outside your job?
Yeah. And it also costs money sometimes too.
Or the thing, he's like, well, if we're going to be social, we're going to go out to eat.
Yeah.
We're gonna get drinks. We're going to go to a show. We're going to do something that spends money to do so. So we're talking about, we're asking, are you lonely? And if so, how do you mitigate it? How do you try to get some social interaction to make yourself feel better? Because you're not alone. The Surgeon General, the U.S. Surgeon General just declared loneliness a U.S. epidemic. And 844-967-2789. Are you lonely?
And also,
we'd love to talk to you if you are.
844-96 party of one. Kristen, how lonely are you?
I would say a 2.
Okay.
I think, and I, because the job thing resonates with me as far as feeling like when we get outside of this, you know, the show every day, a lot of my weekends I spend working.
Yeah.
Like I spend on catching up and reading or thinking, like doing the work that kind of is harder to do day to day because we're just prepping for the next day's show versus thinking like bigger projects and strategic, like strategy stuff. Like this weekend I'm writing a speech because I'm emceeing the Out of Gamey Dems event that they're having on Monday. And so it's like, I don't have time to work on that this week. So I'm working on it this weekend. And I've found, and don't get me wrong, I love my job, but I have found since starting this job and the pressure I put on myself to perform in this job, I have much less time to be and like build community and have deepened friendships.
Yeah.
Because I'm still new to Milwaukee, right? And I obviously don't feel lonely because I have a great partner and husband. But like the time available to be social and make new friends, deepen the friendships of the people that I have made. And I feel like that's a common part of it is just like when you put so much pressure on your job and you don't always have great boundaries of like, no, part of your balance is actually, even if you feel like you have all this other stuff to do, is knowing that part of your mental health is to actually be like, it'll get done eventually.
Yeah.
It's fine. Go see your friends.
Yeah.
Instead of carving out the whole weekend to do this project.
That happened to me on Sunday. I went to a baseball game with a friend of the show, Dana Ehrman. My first game of the season. And I've never talked to you about this, but for me, my story with baseball goes back a few years. There's a great deal of therapy that I feel in baseball, watching a game, going to a game. And so it was go to the game with Dana. All of a sudden, Ryan Mason, who may or may not be Ron Johnson. I'm just going to put that out there. And so he shows up with his son, Harvey. Harvey is just a little ball of energy that I love. Gives big hugs. Then Gary, my friend Gary, shows up. So, like, we're all in a baseball game together. I'm excited talking about it. So, like, just those moments of interaction, making time, as you said, saying to myself, all right, here's the thing. I got to be at the thing. I'm going to go to the thing. Had a blast. And it feels restorative. There is restorative energy to taking that time to put yourself out to friends and spending time with them and having just a good hang. There's good stuff in a good hang.
But I find it interesting too that we can communicate with each other in easier and more instantaneous ways than ever before, and yet we are still feeling isolated and alone.
Well, they've been talking about that for a long time now. It's like the more connected we are, the more isolated we are. And yeah, that's the thing. It's like you go on your front, you get to go on your Facebook page. Sorry, the kids' Facebook. Talk to your grandparents about it.
Someone just compared the Facebook to like the mall.
That's fair.
And like how it used to be a cool place to hang. And now everyone's like, nah.
Now it's like Southgate. Sorry, Southgate. Yeah, do I have 2,600 friends? No, I do not at all. But somehow I do.
Yeah.
And I got followers, and I got this, and I got that. But sometimes I go home at night, and I feel crushingly alone.
Yeah. Well.
Jane, are you alone?
I think it's normal to feel some loneliness.
Yeah.
But it's not like I live it every day, and I'm consider myself really fortunate to have a core group of friends I've had for a really long time.
You are so well adjusted. I love it.
I take it really well.
Okay, now I'm worried.
No, I have the opportunity that I can reach out to people if I'm feeling lonely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And if you are feeling lonely, I hope you can too.
Well, if you are feeling lonely, we're going to go through some of the things they've outlined as far as how to combat that. So stick around. We'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We'll keep talking about loneliness, the epidemic of it, when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
No more sorrow, but that's the chance.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum?
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
It sounds very, I mean, I agree with Greg with what he said about his grandmother, and we kind of experienced that with my own mother. And I just feel like this loneliness epidemic tragically seems to be maybe predominantly among older Americans. I know that this encompasses everyone, but I think that that is a genuine concern for elderly people. My mother was the same way. We got her into a beautiful assisted living facility. She had had some health problems. She had to go there for rehab. We thought, great, she's in this brand new, wonderful place, and she'll be happy there. And, you know, once she recuperates, she'll decide she wants to stay. She was there for 2.5 weeks. She called my brother and said, come and pick me up. And he was like, what was the problem? And she said, they tried to make me do activities.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do activities.
And with my grandmother, it was, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I don't want to go. And then it was, well, let's take a look at a place. All right, cool. We'll do some research. 2 weeks later, we're like, here's some places. I don't want to go.
I don't want to go.
Why would you do that? I don't want to go. You trying to get rid of me? I'm trying to help you. And that was an argument. Ugh, another story.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean.
But trying to force them into communal situations doesn't always work.
I think one of the most, I think the common conversation that can happen definitely can be with elderly people. But then when you look at a person who is like married, has a partner, has children, has friends, and they're still saying, I'm lonely.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think, the even more, because people aren't talking about that because they don't realize they're lonely. They'll be like, they're like, oh, you know, I do things on my own, but they don't have the information and the ability to look at. Because they're, you know, this is a kind of a new thing. I mean, really, after COVID, during lockdown, people really realized how lonely we are as functioning adults if you have the ability to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And now it doesn't surprise me at all that the Surgeon General is coming out with this information. I'm just really worried how some people will weaponize it and say, like, oh, lazy Americans, now we're lonely. Oh, we're lonely? Go out and toss a ball.
But I do think it's actually a fairly uniquely American thing. I think there's, at least compared to certain European countries, I think that there is still more community.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's tied to, like, what I was saying about job stuff,
mm-hmm.
or how our suburbs are built, and, like, that it is, like, such an rugged individualism,
yeah.
That's like steeped in our culture as far as versus like relying on one another, that also adds to this. But as far as, you know, it is tied to COVID, but this was a quote from the U.S. Surgeon General. So COVID most recently exacerbated the loneliness that's been building for decades. In the last half century, we've seen the pace of change has dramatically increased. We communicate differently with people in part because of technology. We change jobs more often. We move more often. That has a profound impact on our relationships with one another. And I think that's interesting. So like what Jane said, like you've had the same friends.
For decades.
For decades. Whereas I have moved a lot,
yeah.
since I was 16. And like I've collected friends over time and I stay in touch with them via text and call and social media. But like, you know, I've started over so many times that like familiarity
And this, I've changed jobs so many times. And so that, like, years and years of bond gets start over. And, like, luckily for me, I make friends pretty easily because I'm not going, some say.
Charming.
But those long-term relationships, one of my closest friends lives in Texas. We had only been friends for about 8 months, and she moved to Texas in 1992. We are still, I can call her up right now. We'll be right back where we are, but it takes work.
That says a lot about the two of you then and how much your friendship mean to each other.
And you have to call each other and check up on each other, and we would meet and go on vacations together, and it takes some nourishing, those relationships.
Yeah. I think the problem too is, and you know, because I'm sort of in the middle between the two of you. Like, I know a lot of people. And I would say I'm friends with them, and I don't want them to ever think I don't think we're friends, but I do not have deep bonds with anybody going back a certain amount of time. Like, there's no, like, in my wedding, there was nobody like, man, we've known each other since we were five, you know, like, this is good. Me and him were in kindergarten together. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, and it's always been difficult for me to make friends because I'm not outgoing. I'm more introverted. Like, I sound like I can be extroverted, but that's as Jane would say, I put on a good show. I'm much more to myself. So meeting new people, it's very difficult to make a real true bond. I mean, there's tons of people I meet, I talk to on a regular basis. They're cool, but they're not, I'm not calling them to go to a baseball game. I'm not, you know what I mean? So for me, it's very hard because one of the things, Jane, you're talking about as far as keeping those connections is, like, I'll say, like, oh, I want to call Chris and see how she's doing. Oh, she's busy. I don't want to bother her. I'd be bothering if I called her. That's just, and then what happens is that compounds. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, Kristen doesn't call me. And then I feel.
Well, do they care?
Do they care? Why am I caring so much? And maybe we're not the friends I thought we were. Oh, man.
Oh, you're speaking my language.
Spiral,
right now.
Just spiral like a ham. And it's just, ugh, it's terrible. So
you build resentment.
Yeah, and then you see them again, and you're like, oh, hey, how's it going? And you feel bad inside for talking.
Because they're super nice to you, and they're excited to see you.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, they were mean to me in my head.
Yes, oh my God, you're talking. Oh, this exact thing has happened to me so many times.
But that goes back then to what we were talking about just before and at the beginning of the show, which is mental health. Mm-hmm. Addressing those problems, addressing the deeper wound versus, like, a Band-Aid. You know, calling someone isn't going to alleviate your loneliness. But
that's interesting because one of the things outlined as far as how to mitigate loneliness, which is when people call you, pick up the phone.
Oh, God, yeah.
And I often will see it and I'm like, do I feel like talking right now?
Yeah.
And it's not that I get a ton of phone calls, but it's like I have a 35-minute commute every day. Like, there's no reason I shouldn't be calling someone every day when I drive home, have my AirPods in, and make a reach. And there's something as simple as that of just spending 5 to 10 minutes connecting.
Do you want to connect? We'll do a 5 to 10 minute.
You're gonna boop your nose. Okay.
Oh, now you're just getting weird.
All right. Well, let's keep talking about this. I feel like we all have some more to say. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Clap along if you feel like happiness.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WA.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. The 190th mass shooting in America this year, a man opening fire in a medical center in Midtown Atlanta. After manhunt, he is now in custody.
Dr. Timothy Simon was in surgery in an office on the floor above.
And then I heard some policemen outside saying, you know, come out with your hands up or hold your hands up. And I was like, that doesn't sound good. So then at that point, they made sure that I was not a shooter. And then they brought me out and then they escorted us all down the stairs.
Within minutes, Atlanta police were sharing surveillance images from an elevator of 24-year-old Deion Patterson.
ABC's Steve Osunsami, 39-year-old Amy St. Pierre was killed. A ransomware attack in Dallas shut down city courts. Officials say about 200 city devices were affected. A person has been detained in Davis, California after a series of stabbings. Two people were killed, including a UC Davis student and another hospitalized. This is ABC News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4. On the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madner. He is Greg Bach. And I thought we'd wrap up the conversation with some of the other suggestions that you can take or leave, but at least that are out there if you're feeling lonely. And one was minimize distractions. So how often have you caught yourself looking at your phone while someone is speaking to you? I'm really bad at that. What about during meals? Don't ask my husband. Do other people...
Like looking at your phone during meals or just not paying attention during meals?
I think both, okay. Potentially.
Yeah.
Focus on the conversation is the advice. Listening is as important as what we say. While you're at it, scale back on social media.
Mm.
Virtual connection is not a replacement for in-person time. So that's one we just talked about before. When people call... Pick up the phone.
Answer.
Do not send it to voicemail. Sorry, Mom. they basically, that 10 seconds feels so much better than going back and forth on text. One of the other things, I feel like people are sending more voice messages now. Which is more personal than, I think, just a text. Yeah, you don't like
but,
those?
Well, I mean, I don't mind them, but they definitely don't replace a phone call. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, now you're just hearing their voice saying, hey, I'll be there in 10 minutes.
You know? No, I mean, I've done that when I don't want to feel like text a whole story out. Gotcha. I will tell like a 3-minute story via, instead of like a voicemail, yeah. It'll be a voice message.
3 minutes? You are a monster. Jeez.
I don't know if it's three. Well, is it?
Yeah. I still say phone call over everything. I mean, visit over everything if you can, but phone call if you can.
Another suggestion, serve others. Studies show that volunteering can ease feelings of loneliness and broaden our social networks. Consider donating your time to an organization in your community or offering to help your family, coworkers, or friends.
I'm telling you, I was just out at the Waukesha Habitat for Humanity site.
Oh, yeah.
I was just going to.
Yesterday. I was out there yesterday.
How'd it go?
It was great. And they have groups that have been doing this for years that come every Tuesday and Thursday. There are some businesses that will organize for their employees to do this as their day of service for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
And there were a bunch of women out there yesterday. I'm not quite sure where they were from. They were so happy when they were done. And it was cold and windy and rainy yesterday. And I have never seen such a jovial group of women who were all senior citizens. And they had a ball. You could just tell they had a ball.
I was just about to say, was the executive director of the Waukesha County one or whatever?
He was marketing. Brett, yeah.
Yeah, when we had him on the show, I told myself, get down to Kenosha's Habitat, put on your boots, volunteer, help, but also learn.
Yes.
Like, you're going to learn how to do things that I can do at my house and meet people. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I've been thinking about, yes.
Yes.
But even if Habitat isn't your thing, maybe it's the Humane Society, it's Hawes in Waukesha, whatever animal shelter might be nearby you. What is your passion?
Another great group that Bridget used to volunteer for, the USO.
Oh,
what do they do?
They're service to soldiers,
veterans.
Veterans. But she would go to the airport, wherever city she was living in, and she would just sit behind a desk and welcome soldiers and give them pamphlets and welcome. You know, it's interacting with the soldiers in a way that's real. You know, I don't know. It's not government, if you will. It's USO. Everyone knows what the USO is.
Clearly, I don't.
you ever went to a USO dance there, Kristen?
No.
You ever danced the Charlie Hop?
Gosh.
My grandmother used to go to the Eagles Ballroom in Milwaukee. And
also known as the Rave?
No, it's the Eagles Ballroom. It's the upstairs. It's always the Eagles Ballroom. We're not discussing that right now.
Okay.
And she used to go to USO dances all the time when there were big bands that would play there. But yeah, USO is also another great organization.
What is your favorite way to interact with people? What is your charity? How do you get involved? 844-967-2789. That is also 844-96-PARTY. Thank you, Greg Bach.
It's funny you say the Eagles Ballroom, because there's still social clubs. Like, we're members at the Milwaukee Athletic Club.
Oh.
Well, I married into this.
But
this
that's about community also and networking,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and I would
you also
say,
have like Elks and the Rotary, and those are all social groups as well.
Mike's part of like the Moose yeah. something now
yeah.
In Muskego. But I feel like that was a bigger staple than it used to
back
be.
In the
yes,
day.
Yeah.
As far as, and like, don't get me wrong, but like, the Milwaukee Athletic Club now is like, there's a restaurant, there's bars and stuff like that, but it's like, it's a gym too. So yeah. It's like, and it's nice. I mean, when I do make it to the gym, you know, you run into people, you have small talk, you say hi. It's nice to go to a place where you know you're going to know people. But I feel like when you think about Eagles Ballroom, when you think about all of the different social clubs that used to, or country clubs or whatever, but yeah, the Elks, it used to be a much bigger, like, I would say you throw a stone of people, millennial and Gen Z or Gen X.
Yeah.
What do you think? Less than 50% belong to one of those clubs?
Oh, God. Even, you know, I would say, less than that. I'd probably say 25% because even growing up, your grandpa was in the Elks Lounge mm-hmm. or something like, you know, even the Masons, which I almost got recruited into. But yeah, I would say that number has gone way down. But what the question is, what have we replaced that with? And I would say social media. We think that, once again, that's community. And it's not live community. It's...
Or just like going to bars with your friends.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, as I get older, though, I think about it and I think about these social groups, these community-based groups. It's, they make a lot of sense to me and they're cool. And, you know, maybe you'll check one out. Maybe I'll wear a funny hat and drive in a little motorcycle down the street and throw candy at kids at a parade. Oh my God, my life has changed, Kristen and Jane.
But one of the things that I think is so great about organizations like Habitat is that there is a tangible accomplishment that you can point to and say, I helped do this.
Yep.
And you can be there when the family moves in and mm-hmm. see the joy and experience that. And I think it's so good for you. Yeah. It's just good for you all the way around, mentally, physically, everything.
How do you get your social interaction these days? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Talking about ways that people mitigate loneliness. And I like the Habitat one, because especially like that, like being a goal-oriented person mm-hmm. and being able to look in it. And like, if you live in the community, you're like, I helped build that house.
And it was so neat when I was out there yesterday and Brett stopped by. I was talking to Connie, who's the project manager, and they were telling me how people in the neighborhood are so excited about this that they will drive by and beep and wave and, you know, just all kinds of positive reinforcements. And it's good for all of us. It's good for the community.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I'm trying to think of other ways, even for myself.
But there are... You know, we've talked to Get Out the Vote organizers. We've talked to all kinds of groups that people can get involved in.
Mm-hmm.
It's taken that first step and identifying what it is that your passion, what do you care about?
Yeah. Yeah.
What fires you up?
Yeah. And I think that
festivals,
because a lot of times when we've talked to people who do the canvassing, the door to door stuff, which sounds intimidating, I think, to many people who've never done it.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, oh, the actual, it leads to conversation. Yes, it sometimes leads to...
Door slams. Threatens.
But
guns. What?
It also can lead to really fulfilling conversations and connection.
Yeah. I mean, that's volunteer for a campaign. I mean, especially volunteer for the... Find out who your alderman is. If you like your alderman, tell them, hey... When you are up for re-election, I'd love to help you out. And you're going to meet your community. You're going to knock on doors and talk to people you're passionate about, a person you're passionate about. That's a great thing, you know. It's that first step, though, as Jane says. The first step, get on your computer, type in whatever floats your boat. Even from like you were talking about the young lady who is on TikTok who knits to help with these... Maybe it's a knitting circle. Maybe it's, you know, maybe start there on social media and see those things and then find where those groups are in your community. Because they exist everywhere. Yeah, exactly. They exist everywhere.
Have you ever been a part of a movie club?
No, because eventually they would get to a horror movie and that's where I'd tap out because I'm a big baby.
I'm so with you.
Yeah, I just, I'd love to be a cinephile. But I'm also just like, hey, you want to watch The Godfather for the 400th time?
Awesome. Is that your favorite movie?
I wouldn't say it's up there. It's definitely up there. I love that film. I love the sequel. The third one's okay. He didn't make it better with the recut. It's worse. But I love movies. I really do. And
because I feel like I don't read as much as I should. I read a lot of news.
Yeah.
But I feel like I always don't, when there's talk of a book club, I'm like, I know I'm going to be the jerk who never reads the book.
Well, and it's then if it becomes homework, then it's no fun.
Well, and there's a balance to it, because I think that there's something as far as the accountability of some, whether it's if you're on a committee, if it's Habitat, you've signed up for a volunteer shift. Like there's something about. Once you've signed up and you've given your commitment that you're going to show up or you're going to do this thing, it becomes a lot easier than like your social plans of canceling dinner, because all of a sudden that thing, that part of your brain that's like, oh, like just sitting at home in my pajamas watching Netflix, drinking wine sounds like a lot nicer tonight. And it's really easy to do that.
Yes,
but sometimes if you have any kind of people-pleasing guilt part of your brain like I do, you're like, well... I don't want to be the jerk.
I said I would be there.
I said I would be there. I said I would do this thing. And then you're so happy that you went.
Yep. There's that great Mulaney joke, though, as adults where you like are getting ready to go out and they're like called to cancel plans. They're like, that's an amazing, it's like heroin. You're like, they canceled. We don't have to go out.
But why is that? Like, we're saying right now, we're lonely.
Yeah.
We're saying that it is an epidemic. We're saying that we need more social connection. And yet some part of us, introverted or not, has this feeling that we make social plans with the best of intentions, and then all of a sudden we get to the day of, and we just want to stay home and chill.
Yeah.
And so what is that? Is it because we're all just exhausted and burned out and just, it seems like too much work?
It could be a thing of like, I don't want to get ready. For some people, that process may take longer than others. Spending money, I mean, or, you know, it could be, you know, we all have been there where you're like, oh, we're going out with our friends. And you're like, I don't like these people. Or like they're couples, like you're like they're boring.
Which is why you drink.
He's gonna talk about finance all the time. I don't care about Bitcoin, Brandon. So I mean, I think in the moment, but that thing is like, as it is a joke, of course. Those things, like the aggregate of it all, like, you know, over time it compounds, you know, that one time it's great, but then after a while you'd be like, all right, now we got to get off our butts and go out and have fun and high five and play skee ball. And
we're also very contradictory beings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are.
Oh yeah.
I was just going to suggest people can do open mic nights.
Oh,
that could be.
Oh my God.
An improv group.
Okay. Let's say stop it there.
Just, but open mic nights. Do you feel like there's community there for the people who show up on Wednesdays?
Absolutely. Okay. Oh my gosh. Yes. We could talk about that more in the next segment, but still, yes, there is tons of community in the open mic scene. For better, for worse, there can be toxicity, but there's a lot of support. There's a lot of great stuff there. Helping people out, laughing at jokes and telling people, you know, like, you're funny, being there for, because being a comedian is incredibly lonely.
Yeah.
It's incredibly, like, it's, you're putting yourself out there. I mean, you could be telling a joke that people have heard 1,000 times, take my wife, please, but there's still a nugget of truth in there that you're mm-hmm. putting yourself out there. And if people don't laugh at it,
yeah,
that hurts.
Well, that's why I did throw out improv, because improv is teamwork. And it may not, you may look down on it, but improv, taking improv classes is fun.
No, I mean, that's where I started in comedy too. Everyone starts somewhere. You start at the bottom, but no, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I don't have that kind of hatred for improv. I'm not that stand up. I'm fun. I'm just playing a character.
We're making jokes.
It's just jokes, people.
It's just jokes.
Don't get yourself offended. Y'all triggered now?
Joke. All right, when we come back, speaking of jokes, what's come up at Laughing Tap this weekend? This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 1.
I was walking down the high street when I heard footsteps behind me, and there was a little old man in scarlet and gray chuckling away. Well, he trotted back to my house and he sat beside the telly with his tiny hands on his tummy chuckling away. Laughing all day.
Oh my god.
I want to make Kristen guess.
I have no idea.
You have no idea who that is?
I have no idea.
Can I tell her, Jane?
You may tell her.
That's David Bowie, and I'm not lying.
Oh, now I hear it.
Yeah.
The Laughing Gnome.
One of his earlier, I don't want to say hits, I'm not giving that song that designation.
I think it's from like 1969.
Yeah, it's like, I think off his first or second record. But when Bowie started out, he was very much of the hip psychedelic British scene, which was all about writing ridiculous songs and
ridiculous lyrics
and having the most British voice in your singing. I'm a British person going down a road. There's a leprechaun.
I just thought it was, I've never heard David Bowie sing hands on his tummy.
Yeah.
I thought it was hilarious.
If you listen to the first Pink Floyd record, it's all like that. Like, I've got a bike and I'm just gonna, it's just ridiculously British. Almost offensively.
Is there a music video for that?
God, I hope so.
I would hope that there's some kind of ridiculous...
What's the name? It's called The Laughing Gnome?
If it wasn't the original, I have to imagine that someone in their endless creativity of the internet has come up with a psychedelic, crazy, gnome-filled music video for this song.
Not the one that I found, but I'm sure you can Google for it and see if there's a Laughing Gnome video.
I mean,
from David Bowie.
Just look up David Bowie 1969. He's an adorable man.
Or adorable.
He's an adorable boy. Okay, so what's going on now?
So the reason why Jane played that song is because we're talking about the Laughing Tap and who's going to be there this weekend, Greg Bach.
This weekend, returning to the Laughing Tap is one John Caparulo. He came here last year, did 5 shows. Wonderful gentleman, very, very funny. Was on Chelsea lately. He's been on CMT, HBO, all the stuff. He's just so funny. And Jane, we got a clip?
We do. Have a clip. Take a listen.
We went to one of those haunted houses, you know, where they dress up a barn with strobe lights and pay like $10 your pants. I hate those places. And it's not, I'm not scared of the make-believe, the ghosts and goblin shit. I'm a grown-up, all right? I'm afraid of the people who work there. How bad is your life going that you signed up to be the f***ing werewolf for a month, you know? Because I don't really think that guy's the werewolf, but I don't think he thinks he's not the werewolf. They get way too into their job, man. Settle down, all right? Just scare the kids. I'm a dude.
Scare the kids. I'm a dude. That's Mr. John Caparulo, one of his less cussy.
One of his less cussy.
Yeah, he's very cussy.
Only 5 edits.
Yeah. So he's coming to town. Tickets are on sale. Laughingtap.com. All 5 shows Thursday, 2 on Friday, 2 on Sunday. If you want to come Sunday, if you want to come Saturday or Friday early, those tickets are selling faster. But hey, come out to any of the shows. Mm-hmm. Have some fun. Enjoy a drink. No drink minimums. $20 a ticket.
Can't beat it. You cannot beat that.
Come on, people.
Come on. And then make sure that to say hi, go up to Greg Bach and say hi.
Yeah.
Oh, and tell them that you love their show.
Good Lord. Let me just say thank you. I have so much gratitude for the fans of this show, the As Goes Wisconsinites. And coming to the Laughing Tap, introducing themselves to me and giving me gifts of stickers or just giving me wonderful, deeply gracious compliments about the show and the work the two of you do. And just, yeah, it's thank you so much. Keep coming to shows. I love seeing you there. I'd love to high five you if you're comfortable. Well, let's start with a high five. but no, it's great, and I've loved the fact that this show has provided us with new fans. But I have other news. I'm sorry,
more news.
Not just John Caparulo for 5 shows at the Laughing Tap, laughingtap.com, but We've made some announcements with the Milwaukee Comedy Festival this year. I know. Hold on to your butts.
Because cigarette dangling out of your mouth.
Hold on to your
butts. Samuel L. Jackson.
I don't know why I do Chief Wiggums when I do a Samuel L. Jackson. Probably just remain less problematic. So Milwaukee Comedy Festival, our 18th year coming up October 1st through the 8th. I know. Get out of my house. Pay your taxes. October the 1st through the 8th is when we're doing it. We just announced two headliners. First, on the 5th of October, that is going to be that Thursday, we are going to have Mr. Todd Barry returning to Shank Hall for that Thursday show on the 5th. He'll be coming to town as one of our headliners. This is the second time he's worked with us at the festival. The third or fourth time we've worked with him, but he's back. Tickets are available, mkecomedyfest.com. But also on Saturday, the 7th, I got goosebumps to announce at the Pabst Theater.
That's an extension.
That is, yes, Mr. Kyle Kinane.
Ooh.
I'm not, both of you, this is true. He's top five for me, period. As far as comedians I love, comedians I want to work with. Top five. He will be headlining the Pabst Theater on the 7th of October. Tickets are available tomorrow pre-sale at Pabst Theater website. The password is the word May, M-A-Y. It's got to be May. And then the regular tickets go on sale Friday, but get your tickets. This will be a great show.
Is this the first time you guys have extended it to the Pabst?
Yes. So we've worked with the Pabst group in the past, and we've utilized the Turner Hall Ballroom.
Okay.
But this time, it just worked out, and they gave us the Pabst, and we want to make this a big thing, and Kyle is a next level comedian for us. And you know, loose in Chicago, I can say that verbatim almost. This is a big deal for us.
That's awesome.
We're so excited. And if you haven't listened to Kyle Kinane stuff or Todd Barry or John Caparulo, all three of them, but for me, Kyle Kinane is like, that is it.
How would you describe, for someone who doesn't know his comedy, how would you describe his comedy?
Kyle's?
Yes.
Very smart, observational, wrapped, that you'd have to go to a mobile home to get.
All right. I like that description.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, over the next couple of weeks, we'll get clips of them.
Get some clips.
Yeah, get some clips.
All right. Well, that show just flew by. Thank you for texting. Thank you for calling. Thank you for being part of the show. And
thank
listening.
You for being a friend.
And that. Come back tomorrow when we're going to have a big announcement. Tomorrow is the day. Big news. Is it professional news? Is it personal news? Am I quitting radio? Probably not. But come back tomorrow for our big announcement in the first hour. This has been Ask Us Wisconsin.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation,
you're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 15.